My mevarich. What is Birchas Erusin? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kadoshanu Mitzvosav Tzivanu Al Ha'arayos V'Osar Lanu Es Ha'arusos V'Hitir Lanu Es Ha'nesuos Ha'yidei Chuba V'Kiddushin. And then the discussion of the Chasima Baruch atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Yidei Chuba V'Kiddushin. So one of the probably the first avenue that we tried to explore in trying to figure out the nature of this bracha, because as we noted, this bracha is very strange in the sense that it doesn't seem to... We would have assumed that it's a birchas mitzvah, and yet it sounds that way. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu. Up until that point, the mitzvosav, it's Sivanu. Sounds like we're talking about a birchas mitzvah. And then all of a sudden, it starts waxing poetically about Sivanu al Harayos, Asr Lanu Es Arusos. Very different than what we would have expected from a Birchas HaMitzvah if we were really just making a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. So the first question that we need to address when you look at a bracha like this and you try to figure out, is this a Birchas HaMitzvah? Is this some other type of bracha? So the first question we would want to address is, well, is there at all even a mitzvah in Kiddushin? If Kiddushin itself is not a mitzvah, so there's nothing to talk about, this is clearly not a Birchas HaMitzvah. So we're not going to rehash this entire discussion, but we will just note that we saw that the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Beis, seems to state pretty explicitly that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. If you remember the Lashon, Likuchen Elu mitzvah saseyein, and the Rambam there seems to imply that, seems to state almost explicitly, right? We had a little bit of a discussion about what's in plural, Likuchen Elu, but the general way to read the Rambam is that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. It also sounded that way in Sefer HaMitzvos. Anyone remember where it was in Sefer HaMitzvos? Or was it Reish Yud Gimel, I believe, right? Yeah, anyone remember? Mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel, I believe. The Rambam was mashma there as well, that it is a mitzvah saseh. Kiddushin. What was it? Reish Yud Gimel, correct? Right. Yud Beis was Pruravu, if I remember correctly. And Reish Yud Gimel, the Rambam here was pretty clear. Oh, this is Los Sases. Sivanu, Livol Bekidushin, the Los Sases Dover Biyada Isha O Bishtaru Bibia, Vizohi Mitzvahs Kiddushin. And the Rambam focuses Dafka on Kiddushin with Bia because that's what's explicit in the Pasuk. But Shtar is learned out from a Limud. Kesef, even more distant in the sense that it's less direct, directly learned out. Ad Kedei Kach, if you remember, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus refers to Kiddushei Kesef as Divrei Sofrim. So the official, and that's what's a little bit ironic about this, the most explicit and official form of Kiddushin is through Bia, but Chazal ended up coming and telling people that they shouldn't do Kiddushin Al Yidei Bia. That's why the Rambam mentions Bia here, but it's pretty clear in Reish Yud Gimel that the Rambam counts Kiddushin as a mitzvah. We thought perhaps that the Rosh argues, because the Rosh in his discussion of the mitzvah, the bracha on Kiddushin, so the Rosh is very clear that it's a birchas ha-shevach. And he says that pretty explicitly. V'nir Ali, he says, this is in Simen Yud Beis, V'nir Ali ki bracha zu eino bracha la'asiyas ha-mitzvah. And then he continues and says, "Brachazu niskano lase shevach laKadosh Baruch Hu." So it sounds like from the Rush that the bracha of Birchas Erusin is a bircha shevach. However, we will just note again that we were medayik in the Rush, though, that even though he says it's a bircha shevach, that doesn't necessarily mean that kiddushin is not a mitzvah. Right? The simple way to explain the Rambam versus the Rush would say that listen, the Rambam learns that kiddushin is a mitzvah, and therefore Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's why the Rambam says it needs to be done over La'asiyasa. But the Rosh, who is willing to consider that it doesn't need to be over La'asiyasa, it's because he says it's a Birchas HaShevach. Why does he say it's a Birchas HaShevach? Maybe because he learns that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. But we noted that there are a few lines here in the Rosh that sound that it is a mitzvah. So for instance, he says, since a person can, he says, the real kiyum ha-mitzvah is Puri Verivya. And since a person can be Mekayim Puri Verivya without Kiddushin, so
where does that leave Kiddushin? So the simple thing to say is, okay, so Kiddushin is like some type of Hechsher mitzvah. It's not really a mitzvah. The real mitzvah is Peruvu. So Kiddushin is just a Hechsher mitzvah, and it's not even a Hechsher mitzvah, because you don't really need to get married to Mimakai and Peruvu. You can have a Pilegesh and Mimakai and Peruvu. So you don't even really need Kiddushin. So what is Kiddushin then? It's just a din? So when you look in the Rush, the way the Rush says it, V'ein chiyuv v'mitzvah zu, she'ein bakiyah mitzvah p'rivirivya, hilkach, lo tiknu bracha v'mitzvah zu. They weren't misakin a bracha on this mitzvah. What do you mean? I thought it's on a mitzvah. So we noted that even in the Rush, you can make the argument that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. So if you take a look in the Ritva as well, and I would like everyone to open their Ritva, because I'm going to spend time, we had a little trouble reading this Ritva, at least I had some trouble reading this Ritva on Thursday when we started this Sugya. So I would like to read a bunch of lines inside in the Ritva. The Ritva says very clearly towards the end of the piece that Kiddushin is definitely a mitzvah. He's trying to explain the minug that people do not make a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kiddushin. Now, when we say a Birchas HaMitzvah, now what we mean is Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Betzivanu LeKadesh HaSaisha. Why is that the minug not to make that bracha? So he says towards the end of the piece, right after he quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel, he says, "V'haminog minog tos hayim, l'fi shesvurim dekidusha isha rishus." They think that kiddushin is not an obligation; it's a rishus. It's not a mitzvah, because it says ki yikach ish isha rishus, meaning the pasuk of ki yikach ish isha is not a tzivoy. And this is the Maral asks, right? When it says Im kesef talves ami. Why does it say im kesef? If you will give tzedakah. If you will lend money. Isn't it a mitzvah? So the Maral has a whole long arichos trying to explain why the Torah writes it that way. When the Torah says ki yikach ish isha im, that's not a lashon of tzivoy. It doesn't say thou shall marry a woman. It says when you marry a woman, da. So the Ritva says that threw people off. They think that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. Ve'eino kein, ela mitzvahi. It's a mitzvah. Kamo sheyesh mitzvah piri v'rivya. Just like there's a mitzvah piri v'rivya, there's also a mitzvah of Kiddushin. Now, we're going to get to it because we're going to work backwards. The Ritva is going to be one of the loudest voices that Birchas Erusin is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. But that doesn't mean that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah, even if the bracha on Kiddushin is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. So our initial way to look at the sugya was to say, we have people who think that Kiddushin is a mitzvah, the Rambam. We have people that think that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah, the Rush. And that's why we have a machlokas about the nature of the bracha. The Rambam learns that it's a birchas mitzvah, because there's a mitzvah of Kiddushin. The Rush says it's a birchas shevach, because it's not a mitzvah. And therefore, it's not going to be a birchas mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. So it's a birchas shevach. But as we're seeing, it's Meduyuk in the Rush that it is a mitzvah. The Ritva, who's the loudest voice that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Bracha, holds, though, very clearly that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. So we have to discard that from our discussion. Whether Kiddushin is a mitzvah or not can be debated. Most Rishonim seem to assume it is a mitzvah. Maybe everyone even. So we're going to leave that on the side. And we're going to really just try to focus on the main issue, which is Birchas Erusin. Is it a Birchas HaMitzvah or not? So, as we mentioned, the Rambam seems to say it is. He doesn't ever actually say that. He doesn't say this is a Birchas HaMitzvah. But he says you have to say it over L'Asiyasan. And if you don't say it over L'Asiyasan, that's it, you lost your chance. That extra addition is, I think, the most important point. Why am I saying that? Even those, as again we're going to see, even those who say that it's a Bircha Shevach might still argue you should say it before. If it's a Bircha Shevach, you could say it before. You could say it after. If it's a Bircha HaMitzvah, though, it needs to be before. Bircha HaMitzvah needs to be over L'Asiyasan. And the Rambam says, where was it? In Hilchos Isha's Chaf Gimel. It's not in here. You have a Rambam there? Anyone have a Rambam?
I said, bring a writ for us. That's it. No one brought a rama.
Anyone have one here? Motion?
Huh? Okay, anyway, if you take a look at the Rambam, you saw it before. So the Rambam says very clearly that the bracha must be made over Lasiyasan, and if you don't, so you missed out. Okay, so the Rambam seems to learn that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Erison. The Rambam still has to deal with all those questions of, well, why is it worded in such a funny way? And why is it talking about Arayos, and why are we mentioning Chuppah? It's a Birchas HaMitzvah and Erison. What does that have to do with Chuppah? However, we saw many voices that Birchas Erison is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. We already mentioned the Rush, who says pretty clearly that it's a Birchas HaShevach. The Ritva is also very clear that it is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Says the Ritva, Birchas Erison is like Kiddush. And he says that's why we do it a la kos. That's why we do it Achar HaMaisa. Just like Kiddush. You make Kiddush when Shabbos has already started. You don't start Shabbos by making Kiddush. Even if you're going to hold, like the Magen Avraham, that you're Yotze Kiddush with davening Friday night, still, when we say Baruch Hu, we're already Mekabel Shabbos. Either through Kabbalah Shabbos, through Baruch Hu. By the time you get up to Shmon Esrei and you say Kiddush in Shmon Esrei, it's already Shabbos. So you see that just like Kiddush doesn't initiate the Kedusha, but it's after the Kedusha is already there, so too Berchus Erison is said afterwards. Okay. So Ad Kan, a lot of this we spoke about last time. And the Ritva is very strongly on the side that Birchas Erison is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. The million-dollar question for today is, why is there no Birchas HaMitzvah? See, a lot of what we spoke about until now, we spoke about on Thursday, and I was going to move on to a new topic within Birchas Erison. But I was reading over this Ritva again on Shabbos, and the real million-dollar question in the Ritva, after he says this Chiddush, that it's like Kiddush, that Birchas Erison is like Kiddush, he then asks as follows. And I want to pick up and read inside a little bit. So if you start from where it says Nagu Barova Makomos, we'll start around halfway through. Elishabimiksas Makomos Nagu Levarichosa Kodemakidushin. The Ritva thinks it's Pashit that Birchos Erison should be said after the Kiddushin. Why should it be said after the Kiddushin? Because it's like Kiddush. And just like Kiddush is said after Shabbos begins, the Birchas Erison should be said after the marriage is already, after Kiddushin's been done. However, he says, there are mixas mekomos where there are no egg to make the bracha before Kiddushin. The yeshla taste tam ledivrehim. What's the reason? Ki afa pishena birchas hamitzvah. Because even though it is not a birchas hamitzvah, shita saritva. Since it's omedes b'makom birchas hamitzvah, makdimin osa lahakdim bracha lemaisa ve'im mevatlin minog b'davar zeh. Granted, it's not a mitzvah, but since they were instituting it in place of a birchas hamitzvah, meaning the Ritva is clearly holding there is no birchas hamitzvah in kiddushin. Birchas Erison is not a mitzvah, and there is no birchas hamitzvah. Birchas Erison is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, and there is no Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore, since there is no Birchas HaMitzvah, and this is a Birchas Shevach, but there is no Birchas HaMitzvah, so they instituted this in the place where a Birchas Mitzvah normally would be. And Birchas Mitzvah normally is before the Maisa. So therefore, they said, you know what? You know when you should make this Birchas HaShevach? Make it before the Maisa. See, a lot of times a Birchas HaShevach you can't do before the Maisa. You have to wait for the thunder or the lightning. And after you see the lightning, then you can make a Birchas HaShevach. You can't make the bracha before the lightning. You don't know when lightning is going to come. But other situations, let's say Bris Milah. So we make the bracha ala Milah, and then the bracha of Lachnisa Bevrisa Shel Avraham Avinu, which is likely a Birchas HaShevach. So we can have a discussion there. Should it be before? Should it be right afterwards? So here the Ritva says, since there is no other mitzvah by Kiddushin, they instituted to do it before. Now, let me ask you. Let's say you didn't do it before. Can you do it after? Sounds like according to the Ritva. For sure, yes. That's why he says the Rambam was hifriz al amida. The Rambam was extreme. The Rambam said if you miss out on the bracha, you lost it. If you didn't make the bracha before the Kiddushin, you lost the chance to make a bracha. Now, why did the Rambam say that? Because apparently the Rambam thought this was a Birchas Mitzvah. And if it's a Birchas Mitzvah, it needs to be done before the Maisa. But according to the Ritva says, this is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, but since it's the only bracha we have,
They decided to follow the standard paradigm of brachos. Brachos are normally said before mitzvah. Even though this is a berachas shavach, we're going to do it before the mitzvah. Okay. And then the Ritva comes and says, here's the big question. Umi kol makom. Yesh lishol tam. Lama ein mevarchin berachas mitzvah la kiddushin. Taka, why don't we make a berachas mitzvah on kiddushin? Granted, berachas erusin is not a berachas mitzvah. But why don't we? Meaning, why don't we make a bracha of l'kadeshes ha'isha or al kiddushe isha? So he quotes two answers. Who could tell me his two answers? He quotes two answers. Yes, Danny. Answer number one is, he quotes from the
Ramban.
From the Ramban, correct. What does he say?
He said, the Ramban says that it's not a mitzvah. It's not a complete mitzvah.
Good, because?
Because you still have to...
What do you still have to do? What are you missing? You still have to do chuppah, exactly. So the first shita that he quotes is the Ramban. The Ramban says, you know what, right? This is our big question. Why isn't there a birchas mitzvah on kiddushin? The Rambam says there is. But everyone else is saying no, birchas erusin is not a birchas mitzvah, it's a birchas shevach. So why isn't there a birchas mitzvah, Isaac? So the Ramban says, because you're not done. You can't make a bracha on part of a mitzvah. And he's quoting a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos wants to know, why don't we make a bracha when you make tzitzis? The Lashon of Pasuk, you know, Gedilim Tase Lecha. The Pasuk even, V'yasuvahem tzitzis. It sounds like there's making tzitzis. There's something to making tzitzis. The Pesukim sound like the mitzvah is making tzitzis. So Gemara in Menachos says, no, making tzitzis is important, and there are halachos. Not everybody can make tzitzis. But the Gemara says, that's not the end of the mitzvah. The end of the mitzvah is you have to wear the tzitzis. What about building a sukkah? What's the Lashon? Sukkos tase lecha shivas yomim. Sounds like there's a mitzvah to make a sukkah. In fact, the mitzvah argues that according to the Shiltos, there is a mitzvah to build a sukkah. But yet, we don't make a bracha. Why don't we make a bracha? Mar Menacho says, because you're not done yet. You still have to sit in the sukkah. So, according to that logic, Kiddushin is very nice, very romantic, very nice, but you still have to do chuppah. So you don't make a bracha. That's the first answer. He then quotes from the chassid. Who's the chassid? Who's the chassid? Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is the chassid. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah says a different answer, which the Ritva does not like. He says it's wrong. But what's the answer of Rabbeinu Yonah? Why don't you make a bracha, please? Because it's totally on somebody else. That's right. Maybe the woman will back out. You'll make the bracha, then she'll back out and say, you know what, I don't want to get married. Now you just made a bracha lebatal. That's the reason why we don't have a birchas mitzvah. Now you might say, okay, so make the birchas mitzvah afterwards. No, but birchas mitzvah have to come before. You can't make a birchas mitzvah afterwards. And therefore, since we can't make it before, and you're not able to make birchas mitzvah afterwards, that's it, there's no birchas mitzvah. Two answers, Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Ritva prefers the Ramban's answer. Now here's where things get really exciting. Comes the Ritva and says, Ubirushalmi mashma shitzarech levarech ala kiddushin kebirchas mitzvah kodem kiddushin. The Yerushalmi, though, is of the opinion that you do have to make a birchas mitzvah, meaning birchas erusin on the side. We're not talking about birchas erusin anymore. Birchas erusin you say, and when do you say birchas erusin? After. You say birchas erusin after. Why? It's not a birchas mitzvah, it's a birchas shevach. Why do you say it after? According to the Ritva, because it's like Kiddush, just like Kiddush is after Shabbos starts, so too this is after the Kiddushin's been chal. Okay, so leave Birchas Erusin on the side. We're now dealing with Birchas HaMitzvah. Lekadesh HaSaisha. Says the Yerushalmi, there is a bracha. Why? Because it says over there, Kol HaMitzvos Kulan Mevarech Alayim B'Shas HaSiyasan. The Gemara, and I know some of you are getting confused about this, so I just want to clarify that the Rishonim don't get into at this point. They gloss over the fact that there are two different opinions there in the Gemara. There are two opinions in the Gemara in Yerushalmi. Do you make brachos hamitzvah before you do the mitzvah or while you're doing the mitzvah? So, do I put on the tefillin? Do I make the bracha of tefillin before I make the tie? Right, we all know you put your tefillin on your arm and you hold the strap. You make the bracha and then you wrap. Now, how come you don't make it before you put on the tefillin on your arm at all? Because that would be too far in advance. You want to make it right before the mitzvah.
And therefore, we put the tefillin on, we're about to tie it, we make the bracha, and then we tie. Now, some people unwittingly, hold like the other opinion in the Gemara. Because what do you see people doing in shul? They're like already wrapping up to here as they're making the bracha. That's the other opinion. We don't paskin that way. The other opinion is that you should make the bracha while you're doing the mitzvah. But that's not how we paskin. We paskin you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. That's why also for the shel rosh, the halacha is you're supposed to put the shel rosh on, but just very gently put it on, let go, make the bracha, and then tighten it. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people put it on, they tighten it, and then they make the bracha. That's b'shas, asiyas ha-mitzvah. You're supposed to do it before you do the mitzvah. So that's two opinions in the Gemara. But then the Gemara says that there are certain mitzvahs that we don't have this halacha about. And if you see the way the Rishonim quote it, some of the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi, that this statement was said within the opinion of overly asiyasan, before. And some quote the Yerushalmi as being within the shita b'shas, while you're doing it. So that's why we're glossing over that issue right now, because Rishonim quote it differently. Our Girsan, our Yerushalmi, says that it's within the opinion of b'shas. But some Rishonim quote it that it's in the opinion of over. But what's the diuk of the Ritva and all the other Rishonim? That all brachos require a bracha before or during, except for tkiya. Our Yerushalmi, I think, also says tvila. Ritva doesn't say tvila. V'yesh omrim, also kiddushin with bia. Kiddushin with bia is another mitzvah that does not have a bracha before. Now, why does kiddushin with bia not have a bracha? First of all, what's the implication? The implication is that it's dafka kiddushin al yedei bia, which is doesn't have a bracha. Now, do you have to make this diuk? Not necessarily. We already saw in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos that when the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Kiddushin, he calls it Kiddushin with Bia. Why does he call it Kiddushin with Bia? Because that's what the Torah says. Ki yikach ish ishu bo'ala. The Torah talks about Bia. That's the classic paradigm of Kiddushin. It happens to be the Gemara learns out that there are other ways to also do Kiddushin. Kesef, Shtar, and it makes sense that the classic form of Kiddushin would be Bia, because the whole idea of Kiddushin is that it's creating this bond between a husband and wife. So a manifestation of that would be the Bia. And it's just that it's a Bia that's being done, L'shem Ishus. It's not L'shem Znus. It's L'shem Ishus. It's for a relationship. What, you know, you're all not married yet, but one of the strongest manifestations of a husband and wife's relationship is their intimate relationship with each other. Now, obviously, that it's very sad if that's the only element of their relationship. There's so much more to their relationship, but that is certainly something that represents a unique element of their relationship with each other that they don't have with other people. And so the fact that the Yerushalmi talks about Kiddushin Bibiya, you don't have to make the diuk, but all the Rishonim do. All the Rishonim make this diuk, that's only because it's Kiddushin Bibiya. But if it would be Kiddushin with Shtar, or if it would be kiddushin with kesef, you would make a bracha. Now, first of all, before we go further, why would you not make a bracha by kiddushin with bia? So, one answer the Or Zeruah says is because there's tirda. I mean, you're not able to focus on making a bracha during that time. It's not a time period that a person can really focus on making a bracha properly, which is strong mussar to us about the type of kavanah Chazal expected us to have when we're making a bracha, right? You know, we make brachas all the time, just like, you know, bracha, and you see here that, no, you can't focus enough well on the bracha. The bracha has to have real kavanah to make the bracha properly. That's what the Or Zeruah says. But others, the Ramban is quoted by a bunch of the Mefarshim there on the Yerushalmi, that it's because there's a tznius issue, that the bracha needs to be made either b'shas maisa, or right before, and whether it's b'shas maisa or if it's right before. Remember, it can't be, you know, when they're walking into the bedroom. It has to be right before. They're already in a state where it wouldn't be tsanua for anyone to make a bracha. So, therefore, we don't make a bracha on kiddushin b'bia. But the diuk from the Yerushalmi is that if it would be kiddushin with shtar, if it would be kiddushin with kesef, you would make a birchas ha-mitzvah. Remember, we're talking about over l'asiyasan. Over l'asiyasan is a buzzword for birchos mitzvah. The sugi in the Yerushalmi is talking about birchos mitzvah. We're not talking about birchos erisin. We're talking about birchos mitzvah. L'kadesh yaseisha.
That's the simple reading of the Yerushalmi. And that's how the Ritva learns the Yerushalmi. And therefore, let's just go through the structure here. The Ritva began with saying, Birchas Erusin is definitely a Birchas Shevach. It's not a Birchas Mitzvah, even though Kiddushin is a Mitzvah. Now, Birchas Erusin will say after, because it's like Kiddush. Some people say it before, because it's the only bracha we're making, so let's follow the regular paradigm of brachos. But most people say it afterwards. Now, then comes the Ritva and says, wait a second, why don't we make a Birchos HaMitzvah? So he quotes the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yonah, but he doesn't like the Rabbeinu Yonah. But then he quotes this Yerushalmi and says that according to the Yerushalmi, we should be making a Birchos HaMitzvah. And then he quotes, comes and says, Ulefima sheposhad haminog b'Yisrael, what's the minog Yisrael he's referring to? Lefima sheposhad haminog b'Yisrael, to not make a Birchos HaMitzvah. To not make a Birchos HaMitzvah, because Yerushalmi says that we should make one. According to the minog of Yisrael, not to make a Birchos HaMitzvah, it must be because they assume that if it doesn't appear in the Bavli, it must be that the Bavli disagrees. And if the Bavli disagrees, so we go with the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi thinks there is a Birchos HaMitzvah, the Bavli apparently thinks that there isn't, and we go with the Bavli. And sure enough, he says that I've also looked around in the rabbinic literature, nobody seems to mention that we should be making this bracha. Until I found the Tosfos, says the Ritva. And Tosfos, now it's not Tosfos by us, he says, but Tosfos writes, B'shem Rabbeinu Yechiel, I think we've made this point a number of times already this year, that the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Tosfosin that they had were different than the Tosfosin that we have on the page. Tosfosin that we have on the page came from Germany. They were originally French Tosfosin, but they were edited in Germany. And the Tosfosin that the Ritva and the Rashba got from the Ramban were Tosfosin that came from France, and they were a couple of generations before the Tosfosin that we have that were edited in Germany. So our Tosfosin have lots of additions that these earlier Tosfosin didn't have. And I think I checked in a few Masechtas, the Rashba and Baba Basra and a couple of other Masechtas, 25% of the time that he quotes Tosfos, it's not in our Tosfos. That's a big difference. 25% of the time, it's not in our Tosfos when he quotes Tosfos. So this is a great example. It doesn't appear in our Tosfos. Happens to be that Rabbeinu Yechiel, that he's quoting in Tosfos, lived after the Tosfos authors of the Tosfos that the Ritva had. I mean, the Ritva had Tosfos Shantz. Tosfos Shantz were written by Rav Shimshon of Shantz. Shimshon of Shantz was a generation or two before Rabbeinu Yechiel. So if the Ritva got the Tosfos in the Rash Mishantz, it makes sense that whatever Rabbeinu Yechiel said wasn't there, because Rabbeinu Yechiel wasn't alive yet. He was going to be alive 30 years later. But the Ritva here apparently has some Tosfos that has Rabbeinu Yechiel. It's not the regular Tosfos that he normally has. The regular Tosfos he normally has are very early. But he quotes here a Tosfos that quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel, and he says that Rabbeinu Yechiel of Paris, writes that the Minog is like Yerushalmi. The minog is like the Yerushalmi to make a bracha. Oh, you're going to ask me, why wasn't it in the Bavli then? The answer is because the Bavli already gave us rules about making brachas. We know that you make brachas before you do a mitzvah. Sometimes you make it with al, sometimes you make it with le, that's the sugyan psachim and dav zayin. But we make brachas on mitzvahs. Everybody knows you make brachas on mitzvahs. So the Gemara doesn't need to tell us that. So he says that the Yerushalmi, even though the Minog Yisrael is not to make the bracha, the Yerushalmi says you do, and Rabbi Yechiel of Paris says you should, and this is where he comes in and says, listen to these words, Veha Minog, Minog Taos. What's the Minog? What's the Minog, Uriel? What's the Minog? We already quoted what's the Minog. The Minog is not to make a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the Minog he's addressing. Right, he started the piece and said, Lefi Masha Pashad HaMinog B'Yisrael, not to make a bracha. Right? Lefi Masha Pashad HaMinog, not to make a bracha. It must be because they think the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. But Rabbi Yechiel of Paris, passing that you should make a bracha. And he says, the Minog is a Minog Tos. So we have the sheet of Rabbi Yechiel of Paris following the Yerushalmi. This is what I found on Shabbos, which was just amazing. This Ritva is clearly supporting Rabbeinu Yechiel. He thinks that Rabbeinu Yechiel is right. We should be making a bracha. And the minog is a minog tos. And again, when I say make a bracha, it means in addition to Birchas Erusin. Why did the Gemara tell us about Birchas Erusin and not about this bracha? Because we know you're supposed to make brachas on mitzvahs. We don't know, though, about this extra fancy Birchas HaShevach on Birchas Erusin.
This is a Shevach bracha. It's on Berachas Harrison. And therefore, like Mila, we're going to make two brachas. We're going to make a bracha on the mitzvah, the Maisa mitzvah, and then we're going to make a bracha called Berachas Harrison. And now I understand why it says, Asr lanu asarayos, vihitir lanu asar, Asr lanu asaruso, Asr lanu asanesuos. Says the Ritva, I hold like this. Minog minog tos. Now, why did people not do this? Because this is what we quoted before, because they think Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. And of course it's a mitzvah. Now, wait a second. What about, we had already asked, how come our minog is not to make bracha, Berachas HaMitzvah? And we quoted a Ramban and a Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah he didn't like, and he discarded it. So we don't have to address that. But what about the Ramban? I thought he quoted the Ramban. It's only a chatzi mitzvah. You don't make a bracha. The Gemara in Menachos says the Ritva, you can't ask a kasha from the Gemara in Menachos. Why? Because in the Gemara in Menachos, what did you do? You tied tzitzis. Okay, you didn't do anything. You started. You didn't do anything yet. You only tied tzitzis. Sukkah, you built the sukkah. Very nice, you built the sukkah. You didn't do anything yet. But by Erisin, there are halachic nafkamina to having done Erisin. What happens after Erisin? What happens after Erisin? She's also to who?
Everyone else.
To everyone. And if they, and if she has an affair? Death penalty, she has a child, child's a momzer. This, you're going to come and say, oh, well, this, we can't make a bracha on this. You didn't do anything. It's only, you only started. What do you mean I only started? Einachanami, there is still chuppah. There's more to the relationship between the husband and wife. Right? Chuppah brings new halachos. You could be made for her nedarim after chuppah. You could be metame for her after chuppah if you're a kohen. You're yoresher after chuppah. There are a lot of halachos that don't kick in until chuppah. But that doesn't mean that nothing kicked in at Erisin. At Erisin, she became usher to everybody else in the world. So this is very unique, and it's different than sukkah. It's different than tying tzitzis. And therefore, the Ritva says, I don't think, that's what the Ramban thought. That's why the Ramban thought we don't make a berachas mitzvah. But I go with Rabbeinu Yechiel. But not lahalacha. Because the last line of the Ritva says, Ella, v'lama lo nivarech, why would we not make a bracha? Ella, shehaminog machria. In a great act of humility towards the halachic process and towards Klal Yisrael, the Ritva, who seems to be convinced that Rabbeinu Yechiel is right, says, but lemaisa, that's not the minog, so I'm not going to paskan that way. That's not the minog, and I'm not going to go against the established minog. The established minog is, as he said, which he called the minog tos, the established minog is that we do not make a bracha. We don't make a birchas ha-mitzvah. Okay. So, let's just get our scorecard up and figure out, do we make a bracha or do we not make a bracha? A birchas ha-mitzvah. Let's get out the scorecard. So, do we make a birchas ha-mitzvah? Rambam says yes, because that's birchas erison from our Gemara. It's a birchas ha-mitzvah. That's our birchas erison. So the Rambam is on the make a birchas ha-mitzvah team. He just has a very interesting birchas ha-mitzvah, and we don't know the answer to why is it such a strangely worded birchas ha-mitzvah. Okay. In addition to that, we have Rabbeinu Yechiel of Paris. Rabbeinu Yechiel of Paris says, no, birchas erison is a birchas shevach. But in addition to that, not mentioned by our Gemara because they assumed that you would know, there's a birchas ha-mitzvah called Asher Kasham Tzavet Tzivanu L'Kadish HaSeisha. It's based on a Yerushalmi that says it explicitly. And we do make that bracha. That's Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel is also, just to flesh out the different places where he's quoted, he's also quoted in the footnotes of the Smak. The Smak, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, was a French Rishon. He wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos, and it was so popular that Rabbeinu Peretz, of Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz fame, one of the last Balei Tosos in France, before all the Jews were kicked out of France in 1306, the Rabbeinu Peretz wrote footnotes on the Smak. Okay, the Smak was probably written in like 1260, 1270, something around there. 1250, somewhere around there. And the Smak, a little bit after that actually, yeah, 1260, 1270, the Smak, Rabbeinu Peretz wrote Ha'aras on the Smak. So one of the things that he wrote was, my Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yechiel, was nohig umanhig to make a bracha of Lekadish HaSeisha on marriages. Now what does that mean, nohig umanhig? I think that means that he did it himself when he got married. He was noeg that way. And he was manhig. He also advised others. So we find that Rabbeinu Yechiel didn't just say, like, theoretically,
that this is a nice idea, but he paskin that way. So in Paris, under Rabbeinu Yechiel was the head of the Beis Din of the Beis Medrash in Paris. In Paris, in the times of the Rishonim, they were making a bracha l'kadisha se'isha. In addition to that, the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah is a contemporary of Rabbi Yechiel of Paris, but he's in Vienna, which is Germany at the time. There's no Vienna right then. Nowadays, Vienna is in Austria now. There's no Austria back then. Back then, it was part of the German Empire, and or whatever the German Empire was left, whatever it was called at that time, it was in Germanic lands. And the Or Zeruah also, very interestingly, if you look at the Or Zeruah, first of all, he says, Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaShevach. The Rambam's wrong. But you need to make a bracha of L'Kadish HaSeisha before you do the mitzvah. He paskins like, he doesn't quote Rabbeinu Yechiel. He just says it. He just says it straight out. If you take a look at the first piece here in the Or Zeruah, he doesn't quote Rabbeinu Yechiel. He just says, Miu, in the middle of the line, because he just gotten over saying how Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaShevach. Miu, Hecha the Mekadish HaSeisha B'Kesef Ishtar, Sarech Levarech, Asher Kedushanam, Mitzavet Zivanu, Al Kedushe Isha. And then he quotes the Rishalmi. So put it up on the scorecard. We've got the Or Zeruah also paskening that way. So who else goes on the scorecard? I would put the Ritva on the scorecard. Even though the Ritva didn't pasken that way, Lemaisa, that's only because he backed off because the Minog was not that way. But in Lomdis, when he learned through the Sugya, he came out on that side as well. I will add two more hypothetical voices to that side. One is the smock itself, right? We already mentioned that the Rabbeinu Peretz wrote a ha'ara on the smock and said that his Rebbe, Rabbi Yechiel, used to make this bracha. But the lashon of the smock itself is very interesting. If you take a look at the lashon of the smock, borrow for a second, thank you. He says, Mivarchin berachas erisin miyad li'achar kiddushin, u'bracha zu poteres esachasan milavarech lekadesh esaisha. Which is a very interesting expression. If you were the Ramban, what would you write? You would say, you say Birchas Erisin. And if someone raised their hand and said, Rebbe Ramban, why don't we make a Birchas HaMitzvah? What would you say? Yeah, because it's not Gemar Asiyasa, Gemar Menachos, there's still more to do. That's not what the smock says. What does the smock say? The smock says, listen, we're not going to make a bracha before even Birchas Erisin, because maybe she'll back out of the marriage and it'll be a bracha levatala. And you know what? Once you're making the Birchas Erisin, that'll also count for L'Kadisha Se'isha. That means that fundamentally, you should have been making L'Kadisha Se'isha. Al Pi Lomdus, there's no reason not to make it. It's just that we're already making a different bracha, so we'll just sort of, that'll count for this as well. Now, you might like that explanation, you might not like that explanation, but the point is that fundamentally, he seems to be working with an impression that we should be making the bracha. And I think you find the same thing in this sort of Shmuel of Faliz that I gave you, which is also quoted in the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah quotes a very, very, it's at the end of Hilchos Pesachim. It's a very, very long piece. And he quotes there from Rav Shmuel of Faliz. Now, he also was a contemporary of the Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Or Zeruah. Just to give you the historical context here, the Rabbeinu Yechiel was famous for, besides, actually Rabbeinu Yechiel is very important this year. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel. He holds that on Adar Aleph, Purim of Adar Aleph, there should be miksas suda v'simcha. There should be a little bit of a celebration of Purim in Adar Aleph. So that's Rabbeinu Yechiel. But Rabbeinu Yechiel, one of the things he's very known for is that he led a delegation of rabbis in a debate before the Christian king against an apostate named Nicholas Donin, who had claims against the Gemara, how it was anti-Semitic, etc., etc. So anti-Gentile, but the Gemara is anti-Gentile, so the king invited a bunch of rabbis as a delegation to defend the Talmud. First of all, if you're ever called to defend the Talmud in front of a Christian monarch, you should just know that you're losing. No matter how good your arguments are, you're not going to win. But who was called in? There was a delegation of three main rabbis that we know of. Rav Yechiel of Paris, the Smag, Rav Moshe of Kutzi, who was the Smag that we keep quoting, was based on the Smag.
So the Rechil of Paris, the Smag, and Rav Shmuel of Falis. So that's one reason why Rav Shmuel of Falis is famous, because he defended the Jews. In addition, as we mentioned this morning, he's the one who is credited with creating the Simanim of Pesach. Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, that's attributed to him. And here, we have him as well, and he also says something very interesting. He says that since you can't make this bracha before, because maybe the woman will back out, so they ended up not being misakin a bracha, a berachas mitzvah at all. Right, like we mentioned, the Rashba has a tshuva, how come we don't make a bracha before we give tzedakah? And the answer is because maybe the Ani will say no thank you, even though that doesn't normally happen. But since it's tully, fundamentally, it doesn't really matter if it normally would happen. Fundamentally, since it's tully on somebody else, so there's no bracha. So Shmuel Fali says the same thing. He says, since it's tully on someone else, and she can back out, so you can't make it before you do it, and once you're not making it before you do it, so we don't make it at all. So again, I would put this on the camp. These are people that are fundamentally saying that we should be saying it. There's a technical reason why we can't say it. So it's really amazing. At the end of the day, we have a very long list of prominent Rishonim that are arguing that we should be making a bracha about Asher Kesharim Tzav Tzivan L'Kadesh Sa'isha. Now, the Tashbetz and the Sefer Charedim's Perish on the Yerushalmi throws a very nice wrench into this whole discussion. What was Rabbeinu Yechiel based upon? And the Orza Ruah and all of these Rishonim that are trying to argue that we should be making a Berachas HaMitzvah. What's their source that they base everything on? First of all, there's just some basic logic. It's a mitzvah, so if it's a mitzvah, you should be making a bracha. But what's their source text? Yerushalmi. If you read carefully, Dovi, the parish of the Charedim, Dovi came to me and said, is it okay if I mention this? Isn't the Charedim saying the same thing as the, who's on the other side there, the Panamiros? Maripanim. The Maripanim, aren't they saying the same thing? So I think there's a big difference. Did you find it in the end? Maybe. The Charedim, and the Tashbetz learns like this as well, says that Yerushalmi was never talking about Birchas HaMitzvah. It was talking about our Birchas Erusin. Meaning all the Rishonim are learning that we have Birchas Erusin, that's in the Gemara and the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi, when it says, don't make a bracha when you do Kiddush and Bibiyah, it meant the bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kesharim Tzav Tzivan L'Kadesh Sa'isha, implication being that by Kesef and Shtar you should. But what if the Yerushalmi was really talking about Birchas Erusin? What would come out then? A couple of interesting things would come out. Number one, we just lost our raya from the Yerushalmi that we should be making a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kiddushin. That's the first thing that we lost out. Number one. Also, something else very interestingly comes out. Now, what's the discussion the Yerushalmi all about? Should you be making the Birchas Erusin before or not? It comes out now, according to the Yerushalmi, that Birchas Erusin, our Birchas Erusin, unless you do Kiddush and Bediyah, but if it's Kesef and Shtar, when should you be making it? Either over Lasiyasan or B'Shas Asiyasan. Meaning, when and where you've picked up on this a lot throughout the Sugya, is it already 30? It's already 30, wow, okay. Something you've picked up on in the Sugya is, there's this big debate in the Rishonim, does Birchas Erusin, going back to Birchas Erusin, do you make Birchas Erusin before, or do you make Birchas Erusin after? And you saw that there was lots of discussion about those topics. According to the Yerushalmi now, if you read the Yerushalmi like the Tashbetz learns it, so now the Yerushalmi is mefurish, that if it's for Kiddushei Kesef, Kiddushei Shtar, you're supposed to make the bracha before. Okay. When everything settles, we have, what we ended up learning today is really just fascinating, seeing that historically there was definitely a time period, not only where there were those who argued it, but they actually were knowing to make a bracha, Asher Kesharim Tzav Tzivan L'Kadesh Sa'isha. They would then do the Kiddushin, and then after the Kiddushin, they would make a Birchas Erusin as a Birchas Shevach. Two other corollary issues that we're not going to talk about in depth right now are the issue of who makes the bracha. Is it the chassan himself, or is it someone else? As you see, that keeps coming up in the discussion as well. And also the question of, do you make it before the Kiddushin, or do you make it after the Kiddushin? And, okay, Mir Hashem, tomorrow we're going to...